Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Police Chief Eric Wilde. Hello, Eric.
Good afternoon. Good to see you again.
Well, good to see you. Chief Wilde was in our recent Sunday edition in which we talked about marijuana legislation that recently has become law and is being implemented throughout the state and within Jefferson City. So we thought this would be a good opportunity just to step back and talk about what Amendment 3, which legalized recreational marijuana, an overarching idea of what it covers, what it allows, but then to get into some of the specifics a little bit later. So Chief, kind of give us an idea of what your perception of Amendment 3 is.
Amendment 3, it voted on and approved by the voters of Missouri, legalized recreational marijuana in the state of Missouri. And since then, I think the biggest question I've gotten from people in the community, well, what does that mean? Can we smoke it everywhere? What are the limitations? So one of the things that interested me about Amendment 3 was that it did institute the ability for local city governments to determine personal use regulations, because that's really what we're talking about, is the personal use of marijuana. There are other parts of the amendment that deal with expungement of criminal records from the past. There are other regulatory sort of provisions in there for facilities and things like that. But really, when it comes to the everyday user or potential user of marijuana, there are personal use regulations in there that cities can enact. And that really, I think, sets the tone for each community and how they approach it. That's really why I reached out to the News Tribune last week, is because on February 6th, the Jefferson City Council did vote on some of those personal use regulations to really set the stage for what Jefferson City wants. Our personal use regulations may be significantly different than Columbia or St. Louis or Kansas City or Moberly, for that matter.
So, that strikes me that's going to be a challenge, right?
It will be.
Because you're really not going to know.
Yeah. You know, most of your other state laws and ordinances are fairly consistent across the board, but this is a whole different sort of topic. It really strikes to the heart of the differences between communities and what they will or will not accept. And of course, as law enforcement officers, we're bound by what our legislative bodies deem as acceptable or not, based upon feedback from the community. So we've really been digging into the, not just the constitutional amendment, but the city ordinances since they've been passed. And as I saw the ordinances as passed, I really think that it's a good idea for everybody. Once these are published, they'll be on the city website and they're in their final form, but you've really got to stay informed and educated about what Jefferson City expects related to those personal use regulations. And the reason I say that is because as police officers, I mentioned, we're bound to enforce those laws, but without a definition or without the knowledge of what those laws say, I could see some real rub points with us, the police officers, and the community. So I want people to really dig in and see what those regulations are for Jefferson City and understand them, so that we don't have those misunderstandings that happen on the street or at someone's home or out in public. I'd like to try to get ahead of that as much as possible through personal responsibility and education. We'll have a period over the next year or so where we're really trying to educate the public as well, and not just come in and start heavily enforcing these things. But I think I can anticipate we're going to have a lot of situations where the police department is in the middle of people in this community that don't want it, others that do. And until everybody's educated and let that settle down, there'll be some rub points there, I believe.
Oh, I could clearly see that. I mean, I can imagine whether you are in Columbia that might have a different standard, or at the lake, come back through here and doing what you were doing in another location, all of a sudden it's a problem potentially here. So,
And I can almost already imagine those calls. You know, there's going to be people that think because it's legal, well, I can smoke in a public park. Well, you can't, according to our ordinances. So if they do that, I can also see that somebody that's at the park with their children is going to call us and say, hey, they're smoking marijuana in front of my kids. We're going to have those type of instances happen. So that's really why I wanted to get out to the community and spread the word about, get into the ordinances and understand what you can and can't do in Jefferson City. And that will help the entire community adjust to the situation, whether you're for it or against it.
Sure. Well, and it kind of, it runs counter to, for instance, alcohol. My perception is, anyway, the laws, the state laws from city to city, alcohol consumption is pretty standard.
Yeah, right? It is pretty standard. And, you know, Jefferson City, for example, we do have an open container public consumption of alcohol ordinance that we do enforce. Mm-hmm. You know, there will be times we're driving down High Street and the bars are closed and people are carrying beers. That's, you know, an ordinance violation in and of itself. So mm-hmm. I think the same thing is going to happen with the recreational use of marijuana. Is the selling point for this statewide was that marijuana is now legal for recreational use, but there wasn't a lot of discussion about those local regulations and ordinances that cater that to what the community expects.
Yeah. So let's get a little bit into what the local ordinance will allow. So let's talk about specifically, where can you smoke?
Well, as I read the ordinance, you can't smoke it in public. Let's talk about where you can't smoke it in public first. Because as I read this, it's really almost to the point where you can smoke or ingest marijuana if you're at home. And you can't smoke it or ingest it in a car, for example. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm going to refer to some of my notes because there are about 11 pages of these ordinances. But it's unlawful to deliver or distribute marijuana to someone younger than 21 years of age. You can't possess it if you're under 21 years of age. It's unlawful to possess, deliver, or distribute more than 3 ounces of marijuana.
Okay.
And that was written into the amendment itself. 3 ounces of marijuana is the limit.
So for those who maybe don't know how much, what is 3 ounces?
3 ounces, if I recall, an ounce is about the size of a tennis ball.
Okay.
You know, depending on how tightly it's packaged.
Sure.
But 3 ounces by gross weight is what we would be going off.
Okay.
But, you know, one of our other subsections of this ordinance says it's unlawful for anyone to operate or be in any physical control of a motor vehicle, train, aircraft, motorboat, or other motorized form of transport while under the influence of marijuana. It's unlawful to consume marijuana while operating a motor vehicle. So, you know, if you're in control of it or operating it, you can't be using marijuana. It's unlawful to smoke marijuana within a motor vehicle while it's being operated.
Okay.
So if you're driving and your friend or family member decides to smoke, it's unlawful in the city of Jefferson. So
Okay. It's
unlawful in Jefferson City to smoke marijuana in a location where smoking tobacco is prohibited. So We do still have the Clean Air Act that passed several years ago in Jefferson City, especially inside. There's no place inside that you can smoke cigarettes, and the same would apply to marijuana. The other thing that the city ordinance has kind of addressed is that they're going to handle a lot of the nuisance, the smells and the emanation of the smoke as a nuisance sort of thing, because we do have those complaints as well. You live in an apartment complex and your neighbor right next door smokes marijuana ongoing, and that's drifting into your home. You know, that becomes a public nuisance issue. No different than any other toxic smell or aggravating, you know, loud noises and things. If it becomes a nuisance to your neighbors, you know, those are the sort of things that we would handle under the nuisance ordinance.
Okay.
Unlawful to undertake any task while under the influence of marijuana if doing so would constitute negligence, recklessness, professional malpractice. So these are the types of things, and I could go on for the next 11 pages. Those kind of hit the high points of kind of the theme of the ordinances in Jeff City, is that public consumption of this out in public, if you're sitting on a park bench, that's not going to be allowed. So I hope people take that into consideration. If you're driving down the road, you can't smoke while you're driving. If you're a passenger in a car, you can't smoke while you're a passenger in a vehicle.
Sure.
And I think they're trying to stress that point that marijuana and driving probably isn't a good idea. Same thing with boats. Those are just a few of the high points, and we could probably sit here and dissect these for the next hour or so. But there are also regulations related to the medical marijuana businesses, recreational marijuana businesses, the hours of operation. I think the hours of operation for the marijuana facilities is 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. So any business that's conducting business outside of those hours, it would be against city ordinance. So I think you can understand my concern now, is that although recreational marijuana is legal, there are definitely some local regulations that govern how you can do that legally.
Yeah. So how have other police departments handled this? I'm sure they're going to be facing the same situation.
A lot of them are doing exactly what we're doing right now, is public education, number one. We don't want to allow this to spiral one way or the other, and then we have to come out and really be overly enforcement heavy on it. We want to get the word out to citizens and visitors to our community so that there's an understanding there. And if we do, respond to a call for service related to this, that there's that patience and understanding about what is legal and what isn't. And like I said, we'll do our best to educate on the scene when those sort of things happen. But when we do, we want at least the knowledge to back up whenever we say, hey, you need to put out your marijuana cigarette, that the person we're dealing with would just say, okay, I get it. Opposed to, it's legal. I have a right to sit here and smoke this in public. Well, not according to the city ordinances. So we're trying to decrease that rub, the opportunity for, you know, things to escalate on scene by getting out ahead of time and just letting people know that there are ordinances, dig into them, and please understand them.
Yeah. Well, and I know you also mentioned a sizable portion of education in the community as well as training with your officers.
When recreational marijuana started to take hold across the nation, and I've been looking at a lot of other states and seeing what they've done, and what you'll find is a lot of the feedback you hear from police officers across the nation is that the legislation is written in a very gray manner. There's not a lot of black and white statements in there that says you can or you can't. So it can be a little bit daunting to dissect that and really understand what does this mean? How is this going to affect us locally? So just as much as I'm urging the community to become educated, we're looking at this internally to make sure that we fully understand what the provisions are and that we don't go out and recklessly or unnecessarily start enforcing things that maybe are legal. So we've got to really look at these and understand what the verbiage means and how that's handled.
Yeah. One area that I think we've talked about before, too, is an unusual aspect of marijuana consumption is when you're driving under the influence, boat, car, whatever, it's not a breathalyzer you can take.
Correct.
There's not a necessarily even a blood test that will reflect whether you were under the influence at the time.
Correct.
So what are some methods that you can deploy to really ascertain if the person's under the influence?
We do have standardized field sobriety tests, much like we do with alcohol. And those don't necessarily point out that you are above a legal limit, but it does show impairment. And if we can administer those tests roadside or boatside and show that somebody is impaired and too impaired to operate a vehicle, it would be handled as a driving while drugged sort of case here locally.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you. That's going to be a tough case to prove because with alcohol, there is the presumption of intoxication when you're at a 0.08 or above.
Right.
You're not going to have that with marijuana or any other type of drug. I can tell you we have had cases at the police department where we've known people have ingested cocaine or methamphetamine and we make those sort of driving cases on them because of their impairment. And that's a very tough case to prove in court.
Yeah.
It really comes down to the training and the observations of that officer and administering those tests correctly to show that if this person were to drive away and cause a wreck because of their impairment, that's where we're at. And that's the decision that we need to make to get them off the roads. Because really, it's ultimately all of those laws are about safety. The ongoing joke, I guess, is that there are some people that can drive down the road with a case of beer in them because they're alcoholics. You know, they drink every day and can walk a straight line with that level.
Mm-hmm.
But does that mean that they can safely drive a vehicle if your family is the one that's out on the road, or if my family is the one on the road?
Right.
So we've really got to look at each of those situations independently and look at the impairment level of the person that's operating the vehicle and make that determination.
Yeah. Let's take a break from our podcast for a minute. I have a couple things I want to share with you. It's election season here at the News Tribune. We've got an April 4th election coming up, and one of the things we really try to focus on is candidates and issues that folks will be facing at the ballot box. So we have two forums scheduled, one March 8th for city council candidates and one March 15th for Jefferson City School Board candidates. So drop us questions that you might have for candidates. You can send them to vote@newstribune.com. We will ask the candidates of those questions either at the forums or for stories that we'll be producing through this election season. So again, it's vote@newstribune.com. Now back to the podcast. So clearly education is the revolving theme with all of this as we, as a community, as well as a police force, get a better understanding of what is allowed, what is not allowed. So stay tuned and we'll certainly let you know once the local ordinances have been posted on the website, the city's website.
Yes.
So any other thoughts you want to share about this transition?
Well, ultimately, I just hope that the community approaches this in a safe manner. Really, when it comes down to it, our role in law enforcement is public safety. If you've been a marijuana user, whether it be through smoking or the edibles or the infused products, just be safe and know your limitations. Don't get into a vehicle if you're feeling that buzz. Same as alcohol. Buzzed driving is drunk driving, according to us. And if you can't properly properly and safely operate your vehicle, then just don't do it. Call a ride. There's plenty of opportunities for that with Uber and Lyft. So the other thing I would say is that I know that the legal age for this is 21. Monitor your children. The same thing with alcohol, because I'm sure there are studies out there about the use of marijuana from an early age and what it would do to your ability to develop if you're not old enough. So just be safe. Take care of your children. Take care of yourself on the roads and be considerate of the other people out there that are law-abiding citizens. You know, that's, again, really where I think we're going to get our biggest amount of complaints is somebody that's smoking in public, and it's going to be around somebody's family member, or it's going to be in a public place where people just don't want it there. And, you know, I'm here to remind people that there is an ordinance against that. So just be educated and be thoughtful of other people's space.
Sure. Well, Chief, thanks for joining us today.
I appreciate the invitation, and I'd be happy to come back anytime to talk more.
All right.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.